Hello, and welcome back to X-Men Unraveled. I'm Noelle, and I cover the stories of the X-Men in chronological order. We are currently following the early years of the original team and their many adventures and misadventures as new heroes. And part of being a new hero is meeting other superheroes and teams, which is exactly what the X-Men do in this episode, making the acquaintance of the Avengers. They also see the return of their missing-in-action leader as Professor Xavier comes back. We find out that he was busy facing his old nemesis, Lucifer. As a refresher, way back in an early episode, I covered Xavier's first encounter with Lucifer. Earlier in his life, Xavier had been off exploring and looking for a lost city in the Himalayas. It turned out to be ruled by Lucifer, who was an alien. And in their fight, Xavier lost the use of his legs after he was crushed beneath a huge rock that Lucifer dropped on him. So we'll see if Professor X fares any better this time. Xavier's original encounter with Lucifer doesn't actually happen on the pages of the comics until Uncanny X-Men number 20. Doing this chronologically sometimes makes me feel like I am losing my mind. I do a lot of prep work to make sure I'm getting it right, but sometimes I become very aware of how convoluted it is, and this is one of those times. I can only hope it's making sense in the episodes, because it definitely takes a lot of bouncing around in the comics. Every time I write an outline, I have a moment where I'm like, is this whole project even coherent? But those are my own anxieties. You're listening, so I guess that means I'm doing okay. This episode is only going to cover one issue, so it's a little shorter than usual. But there's no other issues that fit in the chronology here, and our new villain doesn't have much of a backstory, so I'm just going to cover it on its own. With that, let's get started. The cover of Uncanny X-Men number 9 is split in two. On the top, we see the X-Men battling the Avengers, and underneath, Xavier faces off with a figure that is supposed to be Lucifer, but looks nothing like the one we're going to find in the comic itself. The Avengers lineup at this time includes Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, Giant Man, and the Wasp. I think at this point, only Giant Man and the Wasp are characters that we haven't come across yet. In the second picture, we also see Professor X debut a really fancy, like, all-terrain wheelchair with tank tracks instead of wheels. Honestly, it's pretty cool. And you know I don't like giving compliments to him. The first page says this issue features the earth-shattering threat of Lucifer. Some background on this character before we get started, but there's honestly not very much at all. I tried to find literally anything. Lucifer is an alien from the planet Quist, and he came to Earth intending to conquer it for the Arcane Empire. We don't know his real name, but he has taken on the name Lucifer, I would imagine, after hearing human stories about the devil, and he's been on Earth for years at this point, still trying to take over the planet, but clearly not making much progress. And Lucifer is very human-looking. He has, like, a big mask on and a cape and everything since he's a villain. But he doesn't necessarily look like an alien, which is the difference between the picture on the cover and the issue itself, because the one on the cover looks like a weird monster alien thing. The story starts out with an ocean liner barreling straight towards a giant iceberg, with the crew in full panic. But just in time, a ruby-colored beam hits the iceberg and shatters it to pieces, because the X-Men are traveling on board to Europe. We see Scott on deck, unable to stand because of the strain of using his powers to such a degree, and Angel helps him to get back up to their room as a couple of old people start complaining about the youths. Nothing ever changes. Back in the room, Scott's teammates all gather around and dramatically use their powers to help him out. Iceman makes a bunch of ice cubes, and Jean uses her powers to put them on his forehead, and Beast is bouncing around the room to bring Scott some iced tea, which he hands to him with his feet. I would not have taken that drink. That's not okay. And of course, we have a moment where Jean is wishing that she and Scott could be together, because their will-they, won't-they is going to be an ongoing theme for a lot of issues. Apparently, Scott has taken all of Xavier's lessons to heart, because they're on this ship because he got orders from Xavier for the team to travel to Europe but he hasn't given the rest of the team any information. All he says is that Xavier contacted him the week before to say that he had a mission for them in Europe, and Scott's still waiting for more information. Why Professor X can't just tell them what is going on, I will never understand. But just then, Xavier reaches out with his telepathy. He tells Scott that he's in a cave in the Balkans to face Lucifer, who he'll tell Scott about one day, and that if he's defeated, the X-Men need to come and deal with Lucifer. He provides Scott with the location to find him and leaves them alone again. The comic follows Xavier from here, and he is traversing his way into a cave with his tank wheelchair. Lucifer is already trying to stop him and opens up the floor beneath Xavier, but luckily Xavier has gone full Inspector Gadget and two hydraulic arms shoot out from his wheelchair to hold him up. Lucifer is not deterred. He then uses a very strange machine to send a dust devil hurtling through the cave to Xavier. It pulls Xavier out of his wheelchair and carries him straight into Lucifer's lair. And then the dust devil turns into a transparent circular cage, so now Xavier is trapped. But Xavier has a gun, so he blasts his way out. And just when we think Xavier might make quick work of his nemesis, Lucifer reveals that if Xavier kills him, the whole world is doomed. We find out a few pages later that Lucifer has constructed a giant thermal bomb that will be launched and explode if his heart stops beating. Before we can find out what Xavier will do, we are back above ground in what the comic says here is a Bavarian village. So at this point, I don't know if they're in the Balkans or Germany. Xavier said the Balkans twice, but Bavaria is in Germany. So unless there's a really long tunnel heading east to get to Lucifer, there seems to be some geographic mix-up here. Anyway, we get a glimpse of the X-Men talking and strolling through the town and unsure where to go. But on the next panel, we find Thor landing in the same village with the rest of the Avengers not far behind. All the explanation we get is that he used Mjolnir to follow strange impulses all the way from America to find the source. Just like with Magneto in the last episode, Mjolnir is leading him to some source of evil. As the Avengers chat about what to do, a regular guy comes driving up in a car because he's lost, but when he gets a glimpse of all the heroes in costume and then the wasp lands on his head, he panics and speeds away. We follow this poor man who then drives straight towards the X-Men, yelling and saying that there are monsters. The X-Men don't really care too much about his problems, so Angel decides to take his jacket off and fly off and go check it out. We do not find out what happens to this poor bystander, but I'd put good money on him ending up hospitalized and/or heavily medicated after this whole experience. We are now back with Lucifer and Xavier for a moment as Lucifer reveals that he knows that the X-Men have arrived and he's ready for them. He shoots off an ionic ray to murder a bunch of teenagers, but Xavier is able to send a mental projection of himself to warn the team. There is a note on the panel that only Xavier and Magneto are able to do this. We cannot escape these mysterious telepathic powers of Magneto, even when he's not in the issue. Anyway, Xavier's mental projection arrives and warns the X-Men just in time for them to jump out of the way of the beam that Lucifer used. And with that threat, they change into their costumes and Xavier speaks to them again. He reveals that Lucifer cannot be killed or even hurt. He says there's no time to explain, but I really don't think that there's a bomb that will go off if his heart stops would have taken very long to explain. He's interrupted anyway when Thor comes upon the X-Men. Iceman seems a little bit starstruck here and says, "The Avengers, gosh, what do we do now?" Cyclops manages to keep his cool and tells the Avengers that this mission belongs to the X-Men. But the Avengers didn't come all the way to Europe not to find their target, and Xavier tells the X-Men to hold them off at all costs while he deals with Lucifer. And so the X-Men take on the Earth's mightiest heroes and give them a pretty good run for their money, except for one dumb thing where the Wasp grabs some of Jean's hair and covers her eyes with it, and then Jean is useless. I've had hair in my eyes, it's not like that big of a deal. The inter-superhero team battle continues, and Xavier is still trying to figure out how to take care of Lucifer. He decides to render him unconscious while not physically harming him. And as he does this, he has to think to himself about how awesome he is, saying that only a knowledgeable brain surgeon could appreciate his task, and of course, wouldn't even believe it's possible. Okay, Professor. Lucifer ends up knocked out on the floor, leaving Xavier to put the next part of his plan into action. This time, Xavier interrupts the battle of heroes above to speak with Thor directly and explains the whole situation to him. Thor stops his fight with Iceman and gathers the Avengers to let them know that he thinks they should leave this mission to the X-Men, and the rest of the team agrees and they all head off. Maybe Xavier should have done that in the first place instead of sending his teenagers to go fight the Avengers, but what do I know? After the Avengers leave, Xavier directs the X-Men how to get to his location because they have one more task to do. So the team arrives in Lucifer's base and Xavier tells them about the bomb. His plan is to mentally find the location of the fuse and then have Scott use his power to destroy it. Seems pretty simple, but it's a comic, so the stakes have got to go up. As they're talking, Lucifer's heartbeat starts weakening because Xavier wasn't monitoring him with his powers while he was distracted by the bomb. And we find out that the bomb is aimed directly at Antarctica, and if it goes off, it will break up all the ice and send a tidal waves around the world. But of course, he and Scott are able to stop it, with Scott using a very fine blast of energy to take out the fuse deep in the bomb without mishap. Now all that's left is to deal with Lucifer. He regains consciousness and tells Xavier that it took him 10 years to build that bomb and his plans have been ruined. Lucifer says that they're even now. Xavier disagrees, saying that a plan being ruined and him using the loss of his legs are not quite the same thing. But Xavier and the X-Men don't do anything else to Lucifer and just let him go, which surprises our villain, who's tried to murder everyone in the room at that point. Xavier tells him that the X-Men have pledged never to cause injury to a human being, no matter the provocation. Of course, I immediately thought that Lucifer is an alien, so like on a technicality, they could get away with it and not break their pledge. But they are better people than I, and Xavier goes on to tell Lucifer that clearly there is nowhere he can go to get away from the X-Men and their retribution. And that is the end of the issue. It is a very short story today, but unfortunately, our villain doesn't have much of a backstory for me to get into. He does have more stories in the future, so we will be seeing Lucifer again. I feel like the X-Men's pledge is leading to seeing a lot of characters later on who are villains. But I think the biggest thing for me in this issue is how damn difficult Xavier makes literally everything by trying to be mysterious. He doesn't tell the X-Men why they're going to Europe. He doesn't tell them the reason Lucifer can't be harmed, which leaves them unable to avoid a fight with the Avengers. Like, just give people information, Xavier. Once Thor knew the details, he and the rest of the Avengers were like, oh, okay, that's fine, you guys take care of it. But if I had to guess, I would imagine Xavier is just one of those people who always thinks he's the smartest one around, and everyone else is just too dumb to understand. Even though this was not very complicated at all. The X-Men did do pretty well against the Avengers, though. Neither team seemed to be fighting to their full potential, but hopefully the Avengers appreciated seeing the X-Men in action. Next time, the X-Men will be off on another journey, this time to the Savage Land. We have not been there yet, so expect some background and history because, you know, I love that part of the show. I really, really tried to find any more information about Lucifer for today, but there was literally nothing. And that killed me a little bit, but it is what it is. But in the Savage Land, we'll meet another new character, Kazar. And I am really looking forward to it. I was part of the trial on Gray Malkin Lane for Kazar, and I got to learn a lot about the character. So if you're looking for anything else to listen to, I would definitely recommend that. Even if you're like me and have too many to keep up with, just add that one in. Until next time, check out the podcast Instagram at X-Men Unraveled for comic pictures and any updates. There's also a Facebook page that you can follow. Both things have the same information, so just go follow wherever you spend more time. I am still waiting for something to replace Twitter, so when that happens, I will let you know. that is it for today. I know it's a quick one, but thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time.